Investing.
People lucky enough to have more money than they needed for survival were faced with the decision of how to handle the surplus. Many used this extra money to buy assets in the hope their value would rise over time. Such investments could be low risk, bank or mattress deposits, or high risk, loaning one's brother-in-law $1,000 to market the Bowflex ripoff he designed one night in his basement. The skilled investor had to balance the potential reward of great profits and short-lived joy against the risk of loss and permanent sadness. This is why the very best investors were unfeeling sociopaths.
The stock market.
Public companies' values were constantly changing based on rigorous macro and microeconomic data, plus rumors, gossip, and whether it was a summer Friday and traders wanted to beat the traffic out to Quag. Though many so-called analysts pretended to understand these fluctuations, these same people's predictions often proved less accurate than those of a monkey throwing darts at the Wall Street Journal, or in later years, WallStreetJournal.com.
Manias, booms, and busts.
Although our modern economy was completely terrific, it did have a tendency to destroy itself every 10 to 15 years. This was because our instinctive greed drove us regularly insane. The thing we went insane about varied. Technology stocks in the 1990s, tulip bulbs in 17th century Holland. These patently irrational obsessions went in cycles everyone knew about and almost everyone ignored anyway. The pattern, as more people invested in thing X, its price rose, drawing more people to invest in thing X. The cycle escalated until something happened to remind everyone that their investment thesis in no way mirrored reality. The bubbles burst, clearing the way for us to make the same mistake, but different, a little bit later.
FAQs. Future alien questions.
Johnny has $89, and Billy has $2.05. How much more does Johnny have than Billy?
Well, we considered comparisons of net worth tacky. Anyway, it almost sounds as if you're trying to incite class warfare.
What was the most effective form of advertising?
Well, forcing someone to buy your product at gunpoint equaled guaranteed sales. Unfortunately, as of this writing, it had been outlawed in every country except Brazil and Ireland.
The Acme Company appears to have made low-quality products. How did they stay in business?
Free shipping to remote desert locations.
Could money buy happiness?
No, of course not. But it could buy a 60-inch 1080p LCD with NFL Weekend Pass, which was pretty much indistinguishable from happiness.
Which service jobs particularly lent themselves to spur-of-the-moment sexual liaisons?
Great question. Pizza delivery men were notorious for ravaging their female clients, as were sweaty gardeners, dampened pool boys, and the occasional pantsless window washer. When it came to neck-deepedness in wealthy middle-aged nook-nook, you had to go with country club tennis pro. They couldn't even get the job without references from at least five clients they were already banging behind their husbands' backs.
Imagine fresh fruit juice in your own home for a fraction of what you'd spend at the health food store. How much would you pay for that?
$39.99.
What if I told you you could also make zesty salsa?
$49.99.
And perfect guacamole. And cleanup is a breeze.
All right, well, you know, just give me all the information first, and then let us guess.
You had the word Trump on many of your buildings. What did that word mean?
A Trump was a demon who sometimes appeared to us in quasi-human form in order to fire us from a job we never wanted in the first place.
It appears many industrialized countries had very few actual factories. Why?
Well, we realized most products could be made more cheaply elsewhere.
So then, what did people in industrialized countries do?
Well, we ran the companies that made the things. You know, brand strategy, marketing, supply chain management, that sort of thing.
So you just told other people what to make, and then took the profits?
Nah, it's a 10-4.
What was to keep other countries from figuring out they could pretty much do all of this themselves?
We try not to think about that.
One last question. Where do you get off wasting the time of a dedicated salesman who was only trying to provide the service you...
Let it go, Lou.